Asia Wide hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio online, asianpopradio.com, on app, free via the App Store, iOS and Android, or on podcast on iTunes. I plugged them all.
You can find us where?
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, kinda. YouTube,
you can find
kinda.
Us on Instagram.
You know, someone that does YouTube a little bit better than we YouTube is the guy that's in the studio now.
Peter.
Just Peter, like share.
How do you say your last name?
Noick.
I said Noick.
So most of the time when I'm preparing an interview, I'll ask the person before we go to air how to pronounce a name.
Look,
just
we were talking
in case.
To Henry, and he was all about Galatus.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. It's
anyway,
in the past.
So Peter's
it's in the
here.
Past.
Yeah.
Peter, how do you feel?
Peter
today?
Seems completely shocked.
How do I feel?
How are you feeling?
I feel a bit sick, but I should be fine.
It's very weird the way our studio is set up. Like you're by yourself with cookies next to you.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
And we're like
sure.
all on the left.
Please
side.
Accept this tray of cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's cupcakes behind you.
Yeah, I saw them.
They're from last Thursday, though. Be prepared.
Oh, yeah. They've been in the fridge. They're safe. They're gluten free, so they don't spoil that much.
Okay.
There you go. What's your story, Pete?
My story.
Yeah. Do you like Pete? Do you like Pete?
Yeah.
Oh, Pete?
Yeah, Pete's all right. Yeah, I've been. Called Pete like
Pete
in
Diddy?
High school.
Pete Diddy. Pete Diddy now. Anyways, let's
I'm derailing your interview, please. Juliette's going to drive this. I'm just going to sit back
the
and watch.
The real question.
No, pass me the cookies.
So for people who don't know you, obviously, like Jay John, who has no idea what was happening right now, who is Peter Noy?
Yeah. Who is he? Well, that's me.
Good. Next question. No, kidding.
So, yeah, I don't know. I just do a bit of YouTube. I also do like the whole acting thing as well.
What a thing to be in.
Thing. Like, wait, for the YouTube or acting?
Both.
Both. Okay, we'll start with YouTube. So, I started doing YouTube videos in high school. This was like year 11. So, it's quite a while back. Didn't really take it that seriously until...
What, year 11 or YouTube?
The
didn't take it too seriously.
Yeah, yeah, the YouTube. So
Year
11 serious, YouTube not serious.
Oh, no, as in like I started the YouTube in year 11. Yeah, yeah.
They just tried to confuse someone.
So I've been doing YouTube for a while. Watched like my Chani Nigahiga. Those guys really inspired me to like start my own YouTube. Acting wise, I dropped out of optometry.
We could be friends, Peter. Do you know where I work? We could have linked up.
Where did you work?
I still work at this place.
Oh, the Uniqlo?
No, I work
at... No, that was a lie. She works at Sunglass Hut.
You're not supposed to tell everyone on air.
At Emporium and the airport. Ask for your Asian Pop Radio discount.
Yeah. Oh, which is none. Continue once you dropped
sorry.
Out.
Yeah. Dropped out of Optom. That was 2 years ago. Started on my endeavor doing acting. And yeah, that's pretty much the story.
So would you say that you dropped out of optometry?
Optometry, yeah.
Because you saw the light.
Saw the light.
Disgusting.
Worst joke ever.
Yeah, you could say that.
You got a clearer picture.
You could
picture,
say that
you know?
It was a
like
really bad joke.
You got a clearer
joke.
Picture of what you wanted to do in your life.
You wanted to read the third line.
Yeah, yeah. I got a 2020 vision.
Hey.
Yeah. 2020K.
Cool. Well, that's good because that's a hard decision to make. Like you go all the way through school and you've got your folks telling you what you need to do and you've got this idea yourself. Why optometry to start with?
It's a long story.
You
so
like eyes?
Family biz?
No, not really. It's like
your dad owns a sunglass hut.
No. So the thing is, like, I was really studious in high school and I got like really, really good grades, right? So I was actually because my parents had like ingrained into my brain like, oh yeah, you gotta like
be a doctor.
Be a doctor, exactly, right?
Wow.
So like they signed me up for like the UMAT and everything. But, you know, obviously, when my ATAR wasn't high enough to, like, get into med, then for the VTAC thing, you just put, like, any science-y course in, your preference, right?
Yeah.
And then when you get the results back, then it's like, okay, I guess I'll be doing this course and becoming this for the rest of my life. That was pretty much it.
Yeah, that happened to me and I got into radio.
Weird enough, I did too, except I got poached by two different men and it was weird.
It sounds weird. What are we talking about? Ironically, both named Jay.
One small, one tall Dutchman approach me both at work.
Wow.
And go, hey,
it sounds like we were sandwiching you, which is not good. Not good.
It felt like it.
Yeah. Okay. So, so a bit of a change of plan. Yeah. How did your folks take that?
Well, as you would
assume. Are they still around?
Yeah. They're still
around. Did die of a heart attack?
No. They did. They were like, you know, they're like, what are you doing? And like all that. But I feel like eventually, like over time, they sort of just let me do my own thing. And there's still, I still sort of feel the pressure from them to, like, you know, because they see what I'm doing and they're not really seeing, like, the results, sort of. Like,
Because,
like, I haven't actually told them that I do the whole YouTube thing.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. I've been trying to keep, like, the whole Hannah Montana thing as well.
Oh, wow.
So, but I'm planning to tell them.
Which wig do you wear on Wednesdays?
I wear the brunette one.
Yeah. That's why I don't know what you look like on Wednesdays.
I really wish we had a Jerry Springer moment right now and say, well, Peter, you're in luck because we've got your mum and dad here now and you're going to tell them live on radio. But you know, this is something that happens with a lot of people we interview, like musicians, especially on HMOT Radio, and especially for you know, Asian backgrounds, because parents always want that kind of thing for their kids, and it's really hard to sort of, you know, have them get it around their head that the entertainment industry can kind of pay off. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I've totally derailed your interview. Keep going. Okay. I'm gonna sit back and shut up for a bit.
It's song's time to. I mean, okay. Song, go. Mijin?
Mijin.
Mijin.
Me.
Yeah, you go.
Jin, you.
All right, okay. Anytime.
Why do you choose to react to K-pop?
Oh, okay. This is a interesting one. So I started out doing the whole skits thing, like Chani and all that. And then one of my fans was like, oh, you should react to K-pop, right? But they kept asking me to react to K-pop for like years, but I never really got into it because I was like one of those people who was like a doubter, like sort of like, oh, like how can you listen to it if you don't understand the language, right?
My whole life.
Yeah. So then, but then once I dropped out, that was when I was like, oh, you know what? Like I'm starting fresh, you know, I'm a new butterfly, like whatever. So
a butterfly.
Yeah.
Butterfly.
So then I reacted to K-pop and then they were like, oh, like, you should check out this. And then it sort of just continued from there.
So, why not dancing, singing covers?
Dancing, singing covers. Is this of the K-pop artists or like just
yeah,
like,
why did you only do react to K-pop? Yeah. Why not do dance covers or singing covers?
Mm. Or of the actual song?
Yeah.
Like me do the dancing and singing?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, come on.
I'm guessing the answer might be because I can't dance or can't sing. Yeah. I mean, is there a possibility that's the answer?
There are people we are talking to tomorrow that do dance covers.
Well, that's true. Asia Wide hits 24/7 Asian pop radio online, on app, and on your radio.
In your
area. We're like back pink.
Black.
Not quite black pink, but somewhere along the line. Falling Feathers is coming up on the show in a couple of weeks' time. He's got a new song out soon, doing great things. You know, represented by Warner Music Singapore, is doing good things. I asked him if he wanted to be our Singapore correspondent. He respectively declined.
Aww. He has other things to do. Now, speaking of Blackpink, obviously Blackpink came out with a new song.
Did you say Blankpink?
I know, I said Blackpink.
We can't get it right, can we?
Blackpink.
Blackpink.
They came out with a new song. What is it called again?
As If It's Your Last.
Yes. Yeah. Why am I bringing that up? Because Peter only knows two members. Who are they?
So Jenny and Rose. Rosie? Is that how you say her name? No.
Rose?
No, it's Lisa. No. Oh, God.
So I watched...
Oh, dear.
I watched Peter's video react to the new MV, and he was like, I only know two members, but he doesn't know our homegirl, Rose.
Wow.
From good old Box Hill.
Rose from Box Hill. It's easy to remember.
She's from Box Hill, Melbourne, Victoria.
Box Hill in your area.
No, I'm on the other...
Your west side?
West side, yeah.
West
yeah.
Box Hill.
He's speechless because they're so pretty.
We're all west side, by the way.
Oh, you guys are west?
Yeah, we're all westies. Yeah.
All right, maybe I just don't.
Oh, no,
you're half west. You're like northwest?
I used to be from the east.
Yeah?
I used to be from the east.
Yeah, but that's in the past.
Yeah, I'm the west now. Yeah.
Now you're a commoner like the rest of us.
West side till I die.
Yeah. You guys actually co-hosted So You Think You Can Dance.
Are you going to steal my question?
Together, right? So You Think You Can K-pop together.
None of us can dance, yep.
What's it like having not worked with a person in the past and then all of a sudden finding yourself on stage in front of 1,000 people or thereabouts?
Peter?
Is it a bit nerve-wracking?
I'll get Peter to talk.
Yeah.
First.
It was nerve-wracking, but I feel like because I'm so used to like just being on stage and then really like improvising. Then the adrenaline sort of kicks in and you sort of just like have fun and play with it.
And Jeanette was on the sign. Thanks, Peter. Really inspiring words. Thank you.
So when Jeanette and I have hosted events in the past, emceed events in the past, like I've been really like fucking, like I just said fucking, but fucking nervous, like, you know, shaking and like, you know.
And then here I am just like taking a nap.
Yeah,
like,
for real.
I'm really chill.
And then like, you know, trying to figure out, you know, how we're going to dress with each other. Like, you know, if we're going to compliment each other, whatever. And
but
like,
we never compliment each other.
And we never do.
In every way. Yeah.
And then I think when we get to stay, when we get to on stage, like all of a sudden, like Jeanette just kind of freezes. and then I don't shut up. Yeah. So she's like, she calms me down completely to the point that I'm ready for this. And then she's like, I've got nothing left.
That's it. I took a nap and I was still sleepy.
Was there a highlight for the event?
It was Peter's first MCing gig.
Was it really?
Like legit MC.
Yeah, MC.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good venue to do it as well.
Yeah, it was really good. Highlight.
Peter twerking was a highlight.
Oh, for you, maybe.
It was very intense.
Was there a cricket sound effect?
No, everyone's like, oh.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
What would the highlight be? I don't know. I think the highlight would be when I did like that risky, dirty joke, but like, it's still.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
What was it?
I think it was something about blue balls.
So, no, let me be the judge because I've got a level head and I would like to know if it was dirty or not. So can you retell the story? What was the context?
I'm not entirely sure what the context was, but right in front of us in the stage was the consulate and the professor.
Consulate general.
Yeah.
The consul general. Yeah.
Mr. Joe. Yeah. A whole bunch of like really fancy people here.
Yeah.
They said something about blue and then Peter's like, don't give me the blue balls. Oh, no, I've got it. We were doing raffles.
Right.
And what came out, and he said it was like, blue D24. And no one came up. And he was like, come on, don't give me the blue D. And then the crowd went, oh.
See, I think people are just a little bit sensitive, aren't they? Yeah. When I was hosting Hutchie Sounds years ago, you know, everyone kept going on stage and saying, I didn't rub my nipples. No, everyone kept saying, like, I'd be interviewing each person that went up and doing their songs. And I said, like, you know, what's your background? Like, what sort of history practice have you got singing? And I said, oh, just sing in the shower. Mm. So then one of the fourth person said, yeah, just sing in the shower. And it was a young girl. And I said, oh, with like Jake? Because like just before Jake had got up and said, sing in the shower. Yeah. And I got totally told off on the sideline saying, too risque, kids in the audience. I'm like, I was just saying they were singing
Imagine
in the shower.
Imagine if her mum went off. Like, no wonder she takes long in the shower.
And then I felt guilty and they had cupcake sales to fund the event, and so I bought $50 worth of cupcakes to save them and like handed them out in the audience to redeem myself.
That's why you never MC with Jay John.
Yeah, for real.
Because something happened.
Plus I'm big, tall and awkward. Yeah. Anyway, what's next, Peter?
What's next?
What can we look forward to? What's happening on your YouTube channel? You emceeing any other events? What's your show, your weekly show on Asian Pop Radio gonna be?
Okay. So I'm heading to Edinburgh at the start of August.
Awesome.
For the Fringe Festival.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm going to be performing there for 2 weeks. When I come back, going to be doing the web series because I do this thing called Fee and Me.
Yep.
We've done like a comedy show. It's about like this Vietnamese boy who wants to become an actor.
Yeah.
But his mom wants him to become a doctor. So it's sort of like
relatable.
Yeah, relatable. Mm. Yeah,
With Diana.
Diana, yeah.
Yeah, Diana's coming to Asian Pop Radio just before the comedy festival to have a chat about that.
Oh, we
interviewed her.
Six degrees of separation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome.
Nice. And then Aya
and she actually told us she was going to Edinburgh this year. So
now
it's starting to make sense.
Wow.
Now we got the whole duo here.
There you go. Yeah. Fantastic. Well, I hope you can come into Asian Pop Radio more often to talk about what you're working on. Sounds really cool. And let us know when you get back from Edinburgh how it went.
Yeah.
And
we'll pick you up from the airport.
All right, cool. Thank you.
You just started driving. I'll pick you up.
No, hang on. I've been driving for nearly 5 months, let's be honest. Yeah.
Have you fallen off your car like you fell off your bike?
How about we take this outside? That is such a touchy subject.
Peter, thanks for coming into Asian Bot Radio.
Cool, thank you.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to the Jeanette and Jay John show on Asian Pop Radio. If you like Peter Nowick and want to find more about him, you can find his Facebook page, facebook.com/PeterNOIC, or find his reaction videos on YouTube. Search for Peter Nowick, PeterNOIC. If you want to hear more about us, don't forget to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to us on YouTube. You can find more of our podcasts on podomatic.com/AsianPopRadio or find us on iTunes. Just search for Asian Pop Radio. Thanks for listening in.